Hey guys, Brian here with the Scratch Your Niche podcast, and we're bringing you kind of a fun new format where I'm doing a coaching call, essentially, with various small business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs in the area. I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to it. We start out, we get to hear a little bit about who they are, what they do, and what their niche is, and then we jump into a question. So stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoy it, and I would love your feedback. Take a minute, if you haven't already, download the Anchor app, because I'd love for you to contribute your questions, your thoughts, your ideas via the free message feature that's within the app. So check it out. And without further ado, here's the episode.
So I am Caitlin Corrado. I am an esthetician by trade. So my focus is skincare, waxing, and eyelash extensions. But on a bigger scale, I own a salon in downtown Puyallup called Salon-ish. And our true niche is beauty services and creating magic within the community in beautiful hair, beautiful eyelashes, and all things in between.
That's so good. And how long have you been doing that, Caitlin?
This is my 10th year owning the salon, and
congrats to you. You're so awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And my 12th year as an esthetician. So it's pretty exciting.
So you're not only doing work, but you own the salon. You're leading a huge group of players in the game too. Can you take us back? Like, when did you decide you wanted to be a salon owner and do the whole thing?
The really interesting thing about it, and what I talk about a lot, is that it wasn't necessarily my dream. It was different puzzle pieces that started to fall together over time. So I started doing eyelash extensions. That was kind of my main groove. And I found that working for myself was definitely a priority for me, to cater to my clients the best that I could. So I started an in-home studio, and that got a little bit larger than I expected as far as giving referrals. So I found a little room for rent, and it really snowballed from there. I was able to take over another esthetician's clientele within 6 months. And then within 3 months of that, I had an offer from the existing owner to take over the space. So
That's so cool.
Unexpected, but definitely, I think what was best for me, kind of the unknown, not the plans. I think that's how I roll. So, and then here we are. So we've grown, and we have over 30 ladies on our team just rocking and rolling.
Come on. That's incredible. So how did the name Salon-ish come about? It's so prominent. We live and work in the same region. And I mean, you've done such a great job with the branding. It flows right out the tongue. People know it. People love it. I've had my men's cut there and a beard trim, and it was awesome. So tell us a little bit about how that all came about.
So actually in high school, it's kind of funny. I really wanted to be in fashion design and styling. And a very good friend of mine, we came up with Ish, and we wanted it to be fashion. We wanted sizes to encompass Ish. Maybe for those people that aren't necessarily a 6, but they aren't an 8. We wanted to design something that was everything in between, that we catered to everybody. And that's not what I ended up doing, of course, as things go in life. And all of this kind of snowballed in the sense of when I was in school, we had to have a business plan. And it was just a, you know, pseudo business plan, not necessarily that you were going to bring it to life. And that's all I could think of was the Ish Cosmetics, because I transitioned into makeup. And then this opportunity came up with taking over the salon I was in, and I'm like, all I know is Ish. And I really had to go against other judgment at that moment, and because there I had a wide range of amazing women working with me at the time when I took over the salon, and they were like, no, we're not into that. And it was pretty cool to see and it has been really cool to watch over the years that Salon-ish is a name and it's a brand, and
yeah,
and it's 100% accepted at this point. And so it's been pretty cool.
Come on. It's like a lifestyle now. Like yeah. You guys and your social media marketing and the way you guys rep the Ish Dolls and the Ish Life. And it's so fun. Like this has taken on a mind of its own.
Yeah.
And can you, I want to dig in for a minute on that, on what you were just saying, how there may have been a little bit of pushback or other people maybe poo-pooing the idea of Ish being the right name for the salon. Right?
Yes.
Okay, talk to me about how'd you overcome that? What was that like, kind of feeling a little bit of the friction, a little bit of crunchiness, you know? How'd you get through that?
I think that something that I can reflect on now, looking back, even before having the salon and even into my junior high and high school days, I've definitely always been able to encompass the different and not necessarily the norm. So although it can be so uncomfortable to have that pushback, I definitely, I don't want to say crave it, but it doesn't stop me.
Yeah.
But I will say that was probably the hardest moment. I see it all so clearly still in my head and kind of feel those emotions. It was very, I allowed it to really become very like that stereotypical junior high emotions of like, do they like me? Do they hate me?
Right.
How do they feel? What are they talking about? And so much of it, I reflect back on, I bet I thought it was so much of a big deal in comparison to what it actually was, right?
No doubt.
I mean,
no doubt.
Maybe they were rapping about it a little bit here and there, but for me, it was such an insecure time. But now, especially with opening our second space, it's so interesting because I feel such like a, it's kind of a freeing feeling to be like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're about.
And, come on. Yep.
And I'm not concerned about that. You know,
I got to tell you, I think this is so helpful for others to hear because so many business owners relate to this exact thing. And the truth is people like you and I, visionaries, we're leaders. I mean, we do, we might have a hard time conveying the vision sometimes, mm-hmm. but it's crystal clear what we've been called to do or put together, you know, yes. It's in our head. And so it's important to trust the gut.
Yes.
And to really just lean in and when the friction comes, when the rain comes, when the opposition comes, whatever, knowing that we've been entrusted or that this idea has been deposited in our hearts and we believe in it enough, it's worth plowing through. And
yes.
it should force us to really get clear on how we describe it to win buy-in, to win mm-hmm. People that would champion this vision as well. And at the end of the day, I mean, this is our dream.
Yes.
So you're either with us or you're not. And if not, then there's probably a better spot for you to be. So that's so good. Now, Caitlin, you mentioned a second spot, a new kind of endeavor. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we just in the spring opened the platform by Salon-ish. And luckily, it's on the same block. But two summers ago, I started doing eyelash extension certification. So I kind of jumped from full-time esthetician to part-time and then jumped into educating fellow licensed beauty professionals in this craft. And it just felt like we needed more. And it happened really quick. And that, you know, as you and I as visionaries know, things can get out of hand quick. So so I knew that shifting the waiting area to make it a classroom and then shifting it back for Monday's regular business, it was getting a little bit heavy, and it was kind of taking away from the time with my family on Saturdays and so of just kind of doing all those shifts within the salon. And so I started looking for a space, and this opportunity came up, and it is legit perfect. So
I've driven past it many times. I love the logo, and it's inspiring, but I bet it's a little elusive and it leaves you kind of going, what is that? Right. Mm-hmm. People are, I'm sure, going, what is the platform? What does this mean?
Totally.
And I love that.
Yeah, what it's done for us, which is so interesting and really incredible, is that it's gotten my own team all of their wheels turning. And they are just good where they're at and they're loving doing, you know, working on their craft. But then others, you know, it gives this opportunity to maybe host education classes or host social media classes.
Yes.
And so it truly, that's why I named it The Platform.
Got you. It's unlocking new things in your people, and it's platforming them, giving them an opportunity to shine, dude.
I would have never even dreamt it. I legit was just thinking, okay, I need a place to do these lash extension courses that I'm not uprooting everything in the salon and me.
And then,
and then it just, it's really morphed. And so I have quite a few of my girls that have hosted education in the platform, and it's pretty incredible to watch and see what's happening with them.
Yeah. And I've seen you, I mean, you're championing other entrepreneurial endeavors as well. I've seen you do some pop-ups in there and various events that are, maybe they're themed out, and you got some really cool stuff there. So what would you say is maybe your greatest pain point now that you've got Ish rolling, you're 10 years in the game, you've got the platform launched now? What's an area that I can help with?
I think for me, what's been interesting is that I moved my office over from the Ish into the platform, which has really been leaps and bounds for me to get some really strategic things done that I just didn't have time for in the past.
Yes.
But one thing that's so kind of almost gray area to me right now, now that the platform's open, now that I've hosted classes, now that the team has been able to do that, I've kind of, my vision has gotten a little bit gray on what's next with it. And I think it's a little bit of a disease of mine that I'm constantly thinking, you know, what's next? How can we grow? But at this, in the same breath, we have this incredible space that can be used for so much.
Yes.
And I'm almost maybe limiting it. I'm not sure.
I feel you. I think, man, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I'm amazing at starting things.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I've got this great idea. Let's get this thing and boom. And then it starts, and it's like, now what, right? Like, everybody's kind of waiting with bated breath. Like, what's he going to do next? Like, what's our marching orders, right? That kind of thing. And so, you know, maybe it's the kind of thing where you almost assemble like a dream team around the platform and just bring other minds around the equation. I think, you know, if I'm being 100% honest too, I'm the one that holds back a lot of our potential as Anthem, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I get either stuck in the whole paralysis of analysis mindset, right? I just feel clogged because I've got other things I got to handle, but I've also got this thing I need to push through. And I become the stopgap between our potential success and kind of where we're at in this moment.
Yes.
You know, and the only thing, and I've shared this in another coaching call and podcast episode, but I got to share it again. The thing that helps me get cleared out, if for lack of a better term, I call it a brain dump.
Yes.
And what I do is I just get in front of a whiteboard, or at home I have a roll of butcher paper. I pull this roll down, get a fresh sheet, and I just start to literally, you know, because what you described is what I experienced, the gray, right? It's a gray area. I get the fog kind of going. I'm like not 100% sure what to do right now.
Yeah.
So doing this brain dump exercise, I literally allow my mind to just kind of, anything that's on my mind, I want to get on paper in front of me so that I can actually do something with it, so I can free up real estate mentally, creatively, right? Even emotionally, to be able to put the right resources and energy into deciding what is the best use for some of these things. And so in that process of brain dumping, what's cool is I feel so much, honestly, lighter and freed up when I can see all the things that are on my mind or the tasks that I need to do in front of me. I then take a walk. I come back to it with fresh energy, if you will. And I look at the items that I can either delegate, that I can do now and make some, you know, get some quick wins on, or things that I can shelf for a later date and time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that helps me a ton. Now, in that process, you might find some things that you can delegate to somebody that all of a sudden, when you're engaging with them on that level, it starts to actually complement or fuel the passion of what the platform can become somehow, you know?
Yes.
And back to the thought of like an advisory team, you know, you might just need a dream team that you pull together and say, guys, you know, I don't want to be the one that limits the potential of this space. We're paying for it morning, noon, and night, right? We're doing a couple events here and there. That's cool. But let's dream together. How can this space serve this community How can it serve our community? How can it continue to educate? How can it inspire new entrepreneurs? I mean, I'm with you. I look at the fact that we pay for our space. We got 8 locations now with Anthem Coffee, and we pay for it all day long, right?
Yes.
We've recently closed our fall winter hours are 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in some locations. But now I'm going, holy cow. As soon as I do a little bit of pruning, a little bit of, you know, cutting here and there, new opportunities arise now. Now I'm looking at this time change that we've implemented has actually provided now opportunities in their evenings to host events, do Christmas parties. Other companies are reaching out going, hey, would you cater an event? And I'm going, yeah, all of a sudden now we're not open to the public. We're doing these private events that make more sense with 8 spots in different cities, right? So it's crazy and it's counterintuitive, but when you begin to cut and prune things in your world or get clarity through that brain dump mechanism, it just opens up your mind to see kind of outside of the box a little bit. Does that help a little?
Yeah, I love that. And you know what's interesting about the leadership kind of team, so to speak, is that I attempted this before I had my son because I was kind of in this, not panic, but I was concerned about how things would flow and when I was away more. And I don't truthfully feel like I had the right team in place at the time to develop a leadership team, so to speak. And so it just kind of fizzled, and it was okay. Right.
Yeah.
But it has been heavy on me lately to get more feedback from my team. And I'm not typically one that is the asker of feedback. And so it's just pretty cool that you say that, because I think that that's where I'm at is I feel confident in our brand. I feel confident in the salon. Right. So now I think it's right, you know, in my soul that I get that feedback. Cause I know that we're doing a great job, but man, some of these girls are incredible.
Oh, you're surrounded by incredible talent. And that's the thing is, like, I mean, our success with Anthem is only attributable to the incredible people that we've been, you know, lucky enough to employ and surround ourselves with. I mean, they're brilliant.
Yes.
Their input, their insights, the angle that they see life, you know, it causes us to think different and hear different perspectives, man. Like, if it was just my way or the highway, we'd have one store still, and like it would be a funky experience. You know,
yes.
We are who we are today because of the incredible people we've surrounded ourselves with. And so, you know, as you do that, as you intentionally invite your team to the table, to the conversation, a principle I learned years ago is that involvement equals ownership. And so when you find the right people to involve that are on your team, the ownership level that they'll take in this platform and this future success of it and the opportunities that lie within it is unparalleled. I mean, that's what you want, is you want these people to have ownership,
you know,
that ownership mentality and that desire to make this thing as awesome as it possibly can be. You might even consider outside of your team having, maybe there's a couple community players that would be on this little dream team advisory board kind of thing of what the platform could be used for.
Yes.
You know, I'll invite myself right onto it. I'd love to champion your vision and just dream, because, you know, I think how cool for such a time as this in downtown, in the core of downtown Puyallup, for you to have a space that can really champion and platform dreams of others, man, right?
Totally.
Education, information, all that stuff. And I've said it time and time again, we want to use Anthem as a platform to serve artists and musicians. And I always tell our employees that we've hired that we know that this might not be your final resting place. You know, you never know who you might be serving as they come in. It might be your future spouse, your next boss, whatever. And we just want to be a platform for you to jump off. So I resonate with that already. I think you're doing a killer job. And it's just time to get unclogged, get that brain free, get the real estate up there cleared out so that you can dream even bigger than you've dreamt before. So
I love that.
I believe in what you're doing, Caitlin. I want to be a part, however I can.
Thank you.
Awesome. Anything else I can help you with?
You'll be the first member on my team.
There you go. I'm dead serious. And this is cool. This is on the record right now. I just threw it out there. So
cool.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be dope. I think there's a lot to be done there. You know, cities don't become great by accident. They become incredible by
leaders and business owners like you and like myself that can recognize and unlock the full potential in other people around us. And if we need a space like what you are building.
Yes, yes.
That can incubate to some degree and inspire the future entrepreneurs of Puyallup, man, and beyond, right?
Totally. So, and I have this beautiful vision for this tiny little hub, like the big old world of Portland, right? Like,
yes.
I mean, how cool would it if a jewelry maker could come sell her stuff and she has a huge following, but nowhere to, sell it locally, and she could pop up for a Friday night and then something else. I mean, I just have all these thoughts, right?
Heck yeah. Now it's just a matter of getting people around you, the right people to help execute your dream.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Awesome. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for this time, and thank you for being willing to participate in this experiment. This has been awesome.
Brian, I appreciate
great to catch
you.
Up with you. Yeah. Let's talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.